Is it me?
Cash Did you ever read that
up,
book?
Mitch from the West
The
Side.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Nope,
Or the
never heard
Hitchhiker's
of
Guide to the Universe or whatever?
Mm-mm.
You know the answers are like, what is the meaning of everything?
What is it?
42.
Cast up in its
You'll
room
have to
west
Google
side.
it. You'll have to Google it. But
Best
that
class.
really is, it's like the answer to what is the meaning of everything in life as we know it? The answer is 42. But anyway, that is, if that's not insignificant, then I don't know what is.
Very.
So without any, with no further ado, welcome in. And so let me ask you this, which is just two buddies talking about life's insignificant issues and trivial topics. I'm your host, Martin Weiss, joined here as always with my buddy TK.
Of course, man. I'm here again. Before we get into things, make sure you go like, subscribe, share, all those good things. Find us on all things social media at So Let Me Ask You. Doom, doom, doom. Soulja Boy, tell them. So let me ask you this. That is just one letter U on all things social. Keep up with us and see what we do on the days that we're not recording, I guess.
I'm going to the gym tomorrow.
Is this like a new thing? I'm going to the gym
Yeah.
tomorrow too. Like
Nah, I
every
mean,
Thursday.
I haven't gone to the gym on any day before today in
Okay.
over, at least over 2 years.
I'm sorry to hear
Yeah.
that. But you do what but you've talked about it on the pod though. Like you do boxing or something though.
I've done
Right?
that, but it's like the idea of going to the gym. Like, I'm gonna go to the gym tomorrow because at my job, it apparently, I don't know how expensive it is to park at the lot that we are at, but
Okay.
at the of the building we're at, but it's
Okay.
somehow less expensive to have memberships at the gym next door. So I'm literally going in and parking at a gym parking lot, and I have access to the gym. And today I went and gave myself a little tour, and
You
at
decided
nothing else,
that
yeah. I was like, all right, I should go to this gym. This is a nice gym that if I have like free access to,
what kind of
I
gym is
should
it?
really use the gym. I mean, it's a standard, gym.
Oh,
Like,
it's not. But it's not like a franchise gym. It's not an LA
no, it's
Fitness, Planet
oh
Fitness.
no, it's a Bay Club.
It sounds LA like. So that
It's
makes
in El
sense.
Segundo. It may or may not have been Wesley Matthews in front of me in line in bre for breakfast the day I went over there for breakfast. I'm not 100% sure. All I
They
know
sell
that it
breakfast
happened.
at the gym.
There's a little cafe area in the front.
Sounds fancy. And if
Yeah, I
Wesley
mean, it's
Matthews is
definitely
there,
not
it's...
a
Yeah, okay.
hold on a
It's
second.
not a fly by night gym, I guess, where you can go in and get an omelet. Get an omelet and a lift.
Well, no, like I mean, you can go get an omelet there. It's just going to be $17. Like
Of
it's that
course.
type of. It's like
Everything in LA is like that though.
well, if it's a nice place. Like I went in there. There's a couple. Like I've recognized some of the people in there, not like superstars or anything like that, but like some of the people who I work with at various places, I've seen in there. So it's
Word.
like, but I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to get a new pair of basketball shoes. I think I'm going to start playing basketball again. I say start playing basketball again. I'm gonna at least go and shoot basketballs again because I went and I made a lot of shots today, but I didn't sweat. That was my goal. I was like, I'm not gonna sweat, and I'm definitely not playing anybody. If anybody challenged me to a
Nah,
game,
nah.
I would say, no, you got
Nah,
it,
that's
champ.
out. Nah, that's out. Like when it I think I talked about it on here. Like competitive sports, it's kind of done for me in that area. I was doing the flag football thing out here for a while. That was cool. And then I pulled like two hammies. And like, first of all, pulling hamstrings hurts. First of all. Like that, but that's also when I knew that I was like towards the washed up area versus not being washed like in my prime. Like, because I had never had an injury, like even in football, like tackle football, even if I may have had like a tweak or something like that, it was just a tweak. No, the hammy put me out the game. Like, no, I'm not playing, I'm not practicing, I won't be at this flag football game, like none of that.
No, if you pull your hamstring, if you pull your hamstring, you can't walk back to the car for real.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's terrible. Like you can literally feel like the muscle, like clapping, like I don't know, like the pull.
I called it a step, bite.
No, it's terrible.
I felt like a bite. Every time you took a step, it was like,
Yeah.
I pulled my hamstring. I decided, what, it had to be 2019 now. Two football seasons ago, I decided I'm going to go catch me some wind sprints in between.
Oh, no.
In between the 4 o'clock game and the 7, you know, in the night game. Man, I'll tell you this. Every single person I've ever seen pull a hamstring now on TV playing a sport, I feel you, bro. Take your time. Like, if you tweak your hamstring and come back in the same game, like, I don't know.
You ain't, nah.
You are, bro, but that's just episode 1,476 of how professional athletes differ from me.
Yeah, nah, straight up. But that said, I frequent the gym a lot more than you, obviously. I'm in there 2 times a week right now. I need to add a third day, especially as we go into the winter, because I'm not trying to bulk anymore. I'm trying to trim. But yeah, I'm in the gym, you know, twice a week. So it'll be good for you. Hey, I think I spoke on it here is I enjoy going to the gym just because it's like it's a way for me to, you know, get some out of me, you know, like just, you know, is just the guys, you're in the gym. You get to throw the weights around or do whatever. You may not be doing that, as you said before. So you'll get to walk on the treadmill. Elliptical.
If I go to the gym, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm not going to sit there and be like doing, you know, fucking jazzercise, bro. Like, I'm going to actually go. Like, if I go, like, I'm going to go. Like, I'm not just, you know what I mean? I'm not going to not do it if I'm in there. Like, I decided today at around noon that I'm going tomorrow. So here we are.
That's good. I'll check in tomorrow and make sure you went. Speaking of that though, Planet Fitness, which I signed up for because they're a client of ours years ago, bro, they charged me $25 a month, every month. And each month I'm just like, damn, I should have canceled it. And then I'm just like, well, it was only $25. I've been paying this gym for such a long time and I haven't canceled it yet. So maybe sometime soon I'll cancel it because I've acquired some new devices that are being paid for monthly on our phone bill. And I could probably just reallocate those funds. You know what I mean? Like,
I just would have charged it back on my card and said I'd never signed up for this membership. Sorry. Cancel this immediately.
That's real. Can you do that? Like, could I call the bank and do that? Am I incriminating myself right now by saying that I would be doing it?
I mean, you are on a live stream.
Yeah, so I may just want to just do it the correct way. Anyway, yeah. I went to Houston this weekend. It was great. Had a blast. Went for like a little late, like birthday celebration, just because I hadn't done much at all for my birthday. Been stuck in Dallas for well over a year at this point. And the time before that, we went to San Antonio, maybe. I think it's San Antonio. Either way, like, I've been in Texas the entire time. Been in Texas for well over 2 years now, but stayed in Texas, but went to Houston, had a blast, drove down there. You know, it's a 3.5-4 hour trip. Stay with my line brother D Green. You know D Green. Shout out to Greenery. Stayed with him one night, and then we got a hotel one night at the Marriott Marquis in Houston. Dog, if you're ever in Houston, I highly recommend it. A little bit on the expensive side, but it's well worth it. Like, it makes it feel like a resort, bro. It was great.
I'm glad you had a good time. It looked like a good time from the Instagram stories. I didn't realize that you had traveled to Houston. I didn't do the math in my head. I just thought you had gone to like a hotel somewhere and just had like a staycation, which, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot. I guess you could say a better job, where you could just say I just been moving differently. Whereas, like, I used to, you know, document damn near every, you know, key point of my life or what's going on in it. And like lately I've found myself, you know, not posting as much like in the moment and just like being in the moment, You know what I'm saying? But it's been kind of cool because it's like, bro, sometimes I just leave my phone wherever it is, whatever, dog. Like, whoever needs to reach me can either reach me or I'll get with you later, or you can call my wife and get to me that way. But, like, either way it goes, that is that man's car again, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Yeah, I guess you did.
2:30 I guess you decided it's time for him to go to the grocery store or something. But yes, that's his life. That is fun. It's like a Chevy Avalanche too. It's not even like really cool, dude.
Yeah, like relax, bro. Yeah, relax. No, but yeah, I've been moving just a little bit different, and it hasn't even been intentional. It's just kind of like I've been just in the moment with things, as opposed to like, oh, let me put this on Instagram so everybody else can see what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
No, 100%. I would say
I feel like you move like that.
Depends on sometimes. What I'm doing. Yeah, it depends on what I'm doing. Sometimes. If I'm doing something cool, I'll probably do both. Like, I'll probably post it on my story in the moment. Like, hey, I'm doing something cool, and I'm going to post this on my actual page in a minute. But you know what, though? That's not true. Because a lot of times I do stuff that I don't have my phone out for.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real. I mean, you went to the game this weekend, and you were on Instagram. You were on Instagram.
I was. I did post on Instagram. I posted on a story a few times. First of all, like, shout out to SoFi Stadium for having, like, immaculate cell phone service and Wi-Fi.
That is a key. That is a key figure for stadiums, 100%, bro.
I've been in there now twice, and I thought it was just a fluke for the preseason game, but I'll tell you, the game that I went to last Sunday, Tampa Bay and the Los Angeles Rams, that thing was packed to the gills, to the hilt.
It's the GOAT.
There were people everywhere.
It's the GOAT.
And I had these seats, TK, where, like, basically.
Oh, I saw.
So that's the thing. I didn't, right? So we had these. So we had these seats that were like these VIP season ticket holder seats, right? Because a friend of mine who I met at a work conference randomly in Washington, D.C., moved to L.A., hit me up and was like, do you want to go to the game on Sunday? And I was like, you know, I'm like, I don't want to. I'm not about to buy a ticket to this game. You know, I don't want to do that.
Right.
And I was like, she's like, oh, no, I got it. Come on. I'm like, all right, bet. I'll go. So
free ticket. Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, what? So we're going.
You was on the field, bro.
So that's what I'm saying. I didn't know where the ticket was. I had no idea.
Right.
For all I knew, the ticket could have been up in the, you know, up in the stands or whatever. She's like, don't worry about it. The ticket will be good. You'll have a good time, whatever. So we get to the seats, and the seats are on the 50-yard line, maybe six rows up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn. So we get there, we're a little late, which was fine by me because I saw all the 1 o'clock games end, right? So we get there with maybe, I don't know, 7 minutes left in the first quarter. We watch the first half from those 50-yard line seats. So she's like, all right, let's go downstairs, get something to eat. So we go downstairs, get something to eat. Bro, it's like open food. Now the food is like whatever, stadium food, you know.
Yeah, but
cheddar, jalapeno, brat, your hot dog, you know.
Yeah,
sandwich,
yeah.
Garden salad, you know,
yeah,
bag of chips, whatever. Open bar. Okay. That was all right. Open bar.
Don't mind if I damn do.
And then they had this walkout area where if you walked out, literally, like, I turned to my friend and I said this. I was looking because we're sitting right behind the Tampa Bay bench. And I'm looking at Mike Evans, and Mike Evans is looking at me, right? Then he sits down and starts to pay back attention to the football game. And I looked and turned to my friend, and I said, you know, I could really hop this thing and get to Mike Evans before somebody could get to me.
Facts.
I'm not going to do it. But if I was so inclined, I could hop over this thing, get to Mike Evans before he would get to me. Now, what would happen afterwards, extremely shortly thereafter, it'd be over with quickly.
Almost in the immediate. Yeah, for sure.
But I was close enough to where I posted a pic. I zoomed out of my phone Zoom to post a picture of Erin Andrews' watch as she walks past, and she reposted it on her Instagram story, which I found to be pretty cool.
This guy loves it. I've been telling you, you're the man. So I'm like, bro, that doesn't surprise me. You have a check by your name on Twitter, dog.
But Instagram is a different. Instagram is a different name. That's a whole different neighborhood. No, I guess.
Yeah, because you're not verified on Instagram.
Different neighborhood. Yeah, I'm not verified on that. No, Instagram is its own. Trust me, it's its own briar patch full of its own prickles. And it's a whole different dynamic too. The things that work on Twitter, the things that go good on Twitter rarely go well on Instagram in general.
And they go the complete opposite.
Exactly. However, yeah. I will say, I opened my phone and checked my. You know, when somebody tags you in a story or reposts your story, it'll put you in a DM.
Yeah, you got 2,400 followers on Instagram. I just wanted to I wanted to go look and see, like, you know, what kind of life you're living. You got 2,400. I got almost 2,100.
But the number fluctuates randomly because I don't know if it fluctuates with like noticeably. But I don't. Not that I. It's something that I pay.
But yours is yours is open though as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, nah. I'm locking it down, bro. Locking it down. I can't do it. But to your point though, right? You said you could hop to whatever it was and get to Mike Evans, right?
Oh, I was close enough to hear Tom Brady curse.
That's great. But see, so the thought that you had though, where you're like, you know, I could do this, is like, yeah, I think prior to like 9/11 for one, prior to all of these fans getting, you know, banned from stadiums, prior to Malice in the Palace, those thoughts were a lot more prevalent. Now it's like, nah, because I want to come back here. Like, like, knock yourself out. But like, is it worth it? You know what I mean?
I mean, I wasn't thinking that I was actually, but I could easily see. Like,
no, I know that. I know, like, you weren't going to do it.
Like, had been like wild overserved and just been like, yo, that's the GOAT.
Yeah.
And like,
you see how it happened.
Like, I was there. Like, I was there watching Tom Brady walk off. And I was like, wow, that man has had plastic surgery.
Yeah. I mean, his wife is a.
The man's jaw. I mean, his jaw literally looks like if you punched it, you would break your hand. His jaw is rock solid. And then go back and look at Tom Brady in that 40 time, and his jaw had a lot more dough to it. And you're not telling me it's all because of avocados. I refuse to believe.
For avocados, huh? But yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, you can have those thoughts and stuff, but it's like, it very rarely is that probably going to happen, just because, like, you got to be stupid. Yeah, I mean, or like you said, like, drunk, like, excessively drunk. But
I will say, it was pretty wild seeing, like, watching Gronk get hit on because, like, you can't see anything down that low that's actually happening on the field.
Yeah, I saw that. I would have been a little bit upset because you are so much like, so much so like player level, that it's like, dog, I gotta stand on my tippy toes just to see over your
helmet. No, it's over. You're not seeing over those guys. But if the way that SoFi is set up, it's low-key genius, because if you're standing out there, where the linemen, and like the tallest linemen are here, and there's this big video screen right above their heads, the way that it's staggered, I guess. And so you can see all the plays. You're just watching the game on TV from down there. But I was down there when Brady threw Gronk that murder ball, and just, you know, the linebacker just slammed him into the ground. And I saw it. Like, I heard it first, then I saw it on the TV, and then watching him come over to the sideline and, like, doing like this, and you could see his face grimacing, and to go into the blue medical tent was pretty wild.
Yeah, I saw you post that, too.
It was like, I was like, wait a minute. He's going to the blue medical tent, because they don't say it on, like, in the game. Like,
yeah, and they very rarely show you.
You just hear the announcer say, well, they see the player go, and then the tent go up. And then they're like, oh, it's first and down, first and 10, first and down. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it was pretty cool, but it was a reminder. This game is very violent.
Yeah. No, nah, facts. Speaking of violence and speaking of being close enough to taste the action, tonight I'm actually going to the Stars game. Not very into hockey, but won the tickets through my job, and turns out the tickets are like that. Like, I'm going to be on the glass, taking my little nephew. He's 6 years old. You know Christopher, right? So yeah. he's lit. It's his grandfather actually just called me. It was like, "You're still going tonight, right?" And I'm like, "I'm recording my podcast. Yes, I'll be there." but yeah. So I'm gonna be. The seats are like row A, seats 1 and 2. So we're literally like on the glass. You know, like it'll be plenty of like up against the. You know, I don't know if they call it anything different in hockey because I'm not very familiar, but up against the glass. Yeah. Up against the boards. Yeah. So it's going to be pretty dope. So I'm excited to see that myself, too, because I'm sure I'll be able to see a whole bunch of lack of teeth, maybe some blood. Hopefully it'll be a fight, you know, not to expose my nephew to too much violence. But, you know, you got to learn it somewhere. Right. You know what I mean?
But hockey games are fun. Like a hockey game. Going to a hockey game, especially being that close, is an entirely different experience than going. Like, I would not be surprised if the boy doesn't want to play hockey after going to a hockey game.
I agree. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be a real good experience just to check out. It's gonna be a good experience for myself. The first hockey game that I can recall going to. I'm sure I saw a couple like Red Wings games when I was younger, but they don't count. Was, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, myself. So, but I wasn't very close. I was on the 100 level, you know, how wide the rink is and stuff. So they play at, the AAC where the Mavs play anyway. So it's already like a close knit, like type of feel, but like, so being up close like that. Yeah, bro. So yeah, Stoop Kid, I'm trying to see some blood.
Did you know I played hockey growing up?
I think you told me that once or twice, maybe, but that's wild, especially being from New Orleans. I don't know. You wouldn't expect that, but like out here, I guess in Dallas, they have a huge hockey community as well. Like for the youth and stuff like that. It's just like unexpected, you know?
Yeah, it was good. That was my best sport.
That's what you're best. Why didn't you translate that to Michigan?
Because I didn't play. I had stopped playing hockey by the eighth grade. Like, because the hockey practice at Jesuit was too hard to get to. Like, okay. it wasn't realistic.
Basketball, you didn't want to pick it back up?
I've honestly, if I were to play an adult sport, that would be the one that I would want to play. I'd want to play hockey. Like, okay. People, like, go play – like, I see everybody going to play flag football leagues and stuff like that. I'll be like, no, nah, I'm good. If I could find a roller hockey league that, like, met at, like, a beer league, then I know they have them. I just got to, like, really just sit down and find it. But I would really like to do that, actually.
Yeah.
Full face.
That's what's up. Yeah, 100%. I'm trying to keep all these things. I've been telling you, I've been going to the dentist the past – 3 damn weeks. I'm trying to keep these. but if for myself, the sport that I think, just being 100% honest, that I missed out on, I ran track in high school. You remember? we're not gonna get into it. I ran track, and I think I should have stuck with track a lot longer than I did, because I was actually decent at track. Like, at a point in time, I wasn't, you know, just like, not calling myself like buff or anything, but I was fairly slim and I was fast. I should have stuck with track, but the one sport that I never attempted that I really, really do wish that I would have, because I think I would have been good, is wrestling. But back then, just being honest, super like self-conscious with the little, you know, singlet. Yeah, bro. Like that was never like, it was like, I'm not wearing that. Looking back, it's like, bro, put the damn thing on. You run around on the football field with these tight ass pants on. You might as well. You know what I'm saying? But I wish I would have wrestled, bro.
Yeah, no, I walked into the, was the eighth grade. We were going to like a open house to see what school I was going to go to for high school. I walked in the wrestling room at Jesuit, which is where I ended up going to high school. And I looked, we took two steps in there and they were practicing, and I took, smelled that, and I looked at my mom and said, you will never have to worry about me doing
I mean, yeah, because it's just a whole, it's a whole bunch of, boys. First of all, boys fucking stink. Like, you smell terrible. And you're sweating and, touching each
Like
other,
hockey already smells bad. Like,
yeah, I'm sure.
your
I'm sure.
pads are smell atrocious because all you do is sweat into them. You hardly wash them, right? And there's not even a good way to truly wash them. You know what I mean? Like, okay, you take the inserts out, but then, the cloth is still there, but that's connected to the hard shell. So now
Right.
what? All
It's
right.
like
So,
football. Like football is
yeah,
the same. Like,
it's, but the hockey, you wear significantly more padding than you do in hockey.
100%, hundred
Right.
percent, 100%.
It's kind
You
of
have
mind
to.
blowing if you think about it.
Well, you
But,
have to. You're on this hard ass ice. If you fall down and hit your face on the ice alone, it's like, bro, that could knock you out. Whereas, like, you fall on a football
okay.
field, you got a little bit more
All right.
cushion.
But the whole concept of football is to make the guy with the ball fall. The whole concept of hockey is not to make the other person hit the ground. The concept of hockey is to score.
Depends on who you're talking to.
But in any event, there's the but you know what I'm saying? The point of defense
I
is
get
to
you.
stop the other team from scoring. In football, the way you do that is by
It's
bringing the other
tackling
person to the
them.
ground. In hockey, that is not necessarily the only way to do it. In fact, certain ways to do it will garner penalties, right? In football, it is encouraged nor demanded that that is what you do. If not, in fact, you will be benched because you have inability to complete your
Facts.
job.
Facts. Nah, that's a huge fact.
I
It's violent.
got a random complaint that I just see this right now. What's your worst autocorrect? Because your worst autocorrect, like thing that is now, because my phone has changed second with the two and the ND second, not spell out second, I'm good. But second ND turns into 2BD
Why?
every single time for two bedroom.
Oh yeah, that's annoying. That's annoying. Oh yeah, that's annoying.
Because it's like, you're doing apartment listings or whatever, it's two
No,
BD, like
yeah, you've been typing it out.
BDR.
Yeah, if you've been typing it out.
Right.
See, so that's the gift and the curse of the iPhones and like the
Predictive text.
yeah, because like my specifically, I would say it's duck and fuck. Like, I'm never gonna tell somebody duck you. Like, you know what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? But they won't adjust that because it's a swear word. So, but that's everybody's beef. But my specific beef for myself is if I've capitalized a word too many times, like bruh, you know what I'm saying? Every time I type bruh, it's not meant to be bruh. Sometimes it's just bruh. But if you've done it too many times, now it's like autocorrected and you're like, bruh, what you doing? Like, bruh. I didn't mean to say that like that. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's too much work to just go back and like correct that. So that would be probably my beef. But the two bedroom would blow me. Like, I'm not trying to say tibid. Like,
Yes.
I'll get with you on the tibid.
Then I will say this: if you're one of the people who like mine will change. God, my nose is really killing me. Mine will change, shaking my head to Amy.
Oh yeah, that happens to me too. That's
I don't know anybody named Amy.
I don't know a single Amy. Don't even have an Amy in my phone.
So like, if you know that I'm just saying, shaking my head. I'm
Let
not
me shake
calling
it.
you Amy.
Yeah, let
No,
me shake
I'm never calling you Amy. Never calling you Amy. Ever.
Yeah.
Never calling you Amy. That's
Yeah.
my eyes look low because I've been awake since 4 o'clock this morning, local standard time.
Oh, I was like, why? I was like, why'd you say that? I just saw
I flipped over to the
the
comment section. I didn't realize that somebody was commenting in there, but I flipped
Yeah.
over to the
We
comment section.
been hey, we getting hot, bro. We've been averaging like one viewer per.
Well, you know, it's more than
that. Gotta start somewhere. We appreciate we're both, I mean, in the live feed at least, like on the back end, of course, all these episodes are uploaded to all podcast platforms, and YouTube channel, of course, is So Let Me Ask You This. But no, yeah, man. That is quite annoying. Cause like I said, sometimes I don't even want to go back and like change it. But you text a lot from your computer. So like you run into this issue from your computer?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. Cause like on my iPad, which we didn't talk about last time when you were like, why didn't you just get a computer instead of getting the keyboard? Because essentially I turned my iPad into a computer, like legit.
But I also don't use abbreviations if I'm texting from my computer. I'll just type out the word.
Agreed.
On my computer.
Agreed. I end up over typing sometimes because it's so simple. Like I was replying to a Facebook comment earlier, and before I knew it, I had wrote, you know, a big paragraph explaining myself. And I'm like, come on, bro. Now I look like one of those guys who I'm like, I'm not reading that. You know, but it's like, bro, I was here. It's a lot easier to be here as opposed to, you know, when you're on your phone, it's like, all right, I can see that this is getting a little bit excessive. Let me run that back. Whereas on the computer, it's just like toot, 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 and you know, get it in and out. And that leads me. Go ahead.
I was about to say, speaking of rewatching things, though, because you were talking about rewatching this podcast. Yeah. I've been rewatching Mad Men on the days that there's no football.
That's
first of all, have you ever seen that show?
I have not, but you know, that's like, that's what I do. Like, that's my career.
I would suggest
you like watch Mad Men. Yeah, like,
I was wondering if that's why I was wondering if you'd ever seen it because you should watch it.
Yeah, that's my career.
That show, I think it's a show that I'm appreciating so much more the second time around, and it's really ridiculous. Like, it was cool the first time around, but the second time around, knowing everything, remembering like all the beats of the series, really pretty much like, like I'll remember, oh, this is the episode where this happens, this is the episode where that happens, like, but somehow knowing what's about to happen, I like it better. Like, it's really kind of odd, and I think it's because the first time around watching the show, I just kept expecting.
Is this only your second time rewatching it? Not to cut you off. How many seasons is it?
Six, maybe.
Where are you watching it at?
IMDb TV, the app.
Okay.
And I will say,
what channel did it originally come on?
AMC.
Okay. All right.
I'll say this: it's better with commercials. Like it's
because of the suspense or what?
No, not necessarily because of the suspense, but because of I wouldn't say it's a suspenseful show, but it's a show that moves a little bit slower than a typical show that I would enjoy watching at the moment, and it gives you an opportunity to clock out and check your phone and like do something else and like give you a minute, because if you like. I feel like if you look down for a minute and get distracted, an episode of Mad Men, it'll just play in the background because there's not going to be a bang or a boom or a that like brings you back to the TV. It's just going to be people talking. The entire show is people talking. But gotcha. I will say this, that show got some bars. Bars, I tell you.
Okay. So
what inspired me to rewatch is I followed this Mad Men quotes on Instagram. And I was like, you know,
let me go catch some of these in live action.
Well, I just was like, damn, I remember this show had some really great dialogue, but I was just seeing some of the quotes in different moments. So I was like, damn, that was good. Damn.
That applies.
That was good.
Yeah. Okay.
Don Draper tells his secretary comes in one morning. After Don had been doing some nefarious things, Don is a nefarious man. Just know that.
All right.
He goes, she says, Mr. Draper, I cover for you all the time. And he looks at his secretary and he says to her, you don't cover for me. You manage people's expectations. And he says, I want you off my desk. Fire.
That's critical.
Right
there. Damn, that's cold-blooded.
It was at the, I think it was in the 50s section of the show. It was easy to get fired then.
Oh, so the show goes from like each generation, like each season is a new kind of.
It's not like each generation, but it like progresses through time. Like it still starts.
Yeah.
It starts in the 50s and like progresses through like the civil rights era and, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you're doing this with Mad Men. Do you do this with other shows, or is Mad Men about your only one that you know?
I did it with Game of Thrones because like my roommate at the time had never seen it. So I was like, okay, we can watch this together. I'll rewatch this with you.
Yeah.
Maybe The Wire I've rewatched twice, okay. I think.
Okay.
But like, all right. That's about it.
Yeah, we're kind of in line with that. As far as now movies, we've talked about this, you know, like go watch episode one of this podcast or episode two, whichever one we get into the Marvel discussion. Movies, I do it nonstop. To the minute, like if I turn on the TV and it's like a solid movie that I've really, you know, I really like and it's just on, I'm like, oh, I'll watch this right now. And I just, you know, I'll let it ride. As far as TV shows, I'm kind of in line with you. Game of Thrones, I saw two times, maybe three, but I think two times only, maybe three. I might have rewatched this the second time by myself, and then the third time, my wife had never seen it, so then we watched it like together, and then watched it up and through the final season, which was the biggest disappointment. So I will never do that shit again. and Game of Thrones is just so long. Oz was one that I saw, like, I don't want to say as a kid, but at a much younger age. And I remember it being like good, but I remember watching it like off and on. So I rewatched Oz like in its entirety as an adult, which is a really good show. Breaking Bad, I've only seen one time, but I watched it so far after the fact that my wife, she saw it two or three times, so she watched it, you know, it was, you know, opposite. But Prison Break is one that I definitely watched two times. The first time was, you know, it was good, but I agree with you, like the second time around, it's like you catch maybe something different, or it's just like, you know what's coming next, so you pay attention to a little bit, like a detail that you may not have paid attention to the first time, just because it's like, oh shit, okay, all right, I see where they're going with this, or I missed this going into the first round. I see where they were talking about X, Y, or Z. So some shows is good to do that with, though.
I've definitely seen, I've rewatched episodes of Breaking Bad because Gus Fring was one of my favorite villains of all time. That was a bad dude.
That's El Pollo. Oh, El Pollo Hermanos. El Pollo
Hermanos. Yep.
Yeah. He don't get the flowers he deserves, bro. Not to cut you off, but as an actor, bro, he is a really good actor, and his range is like is crazy, bro. You realize he was in
Do the Right Thing,
not even just Do the Right Thing, but Do the Right Thing and the Greek movie. I don't know why it's escaping me right now.
I don't know if he was in Do the Right Thing or not.
He was the one that had the sneakers on, the Jordans on, and they scuffed it and they scuffed his Jordan 4s. School Days, yeah. He's been in a bunch of Spike Lee joints, but like his range is crazy because like from Do the Right Thing to School Days, it's like, how do you end up as Gus, whatever you said, selling chicken, like selling chicken and drugs. You know what I'm saying? As a Hispanic man,
Do you know his name?
I don't.
It's got a very interesting name to me, Giancarlo Esposito.
I would have. I had I seen it, I would have known.
Well, that's just. Okay, I just feel like. Good. I mean, elite name, right? Giancarlo Esposito. That's a great name. Although I will say this, he could have never filled his name out on a standardized test form.
Never.
He always ran out of spaces.
Hey, do they still do those?
I imagine so.
Were you feeling, bro? She carries a iPad and a MacBook to class.
Well, I'm sure that there's standardized testing occurring in some form or fashion. I don't know. I'm the one,
but you know what I mean. I mean with
from the school. Oh.
I mean, with the filling the bubbles, like even at Grambling, we would have the blue books. Do you remember the blue books? Yes. Or did you ever use the blue books? Okay. We would have the blue books, have to have a number two pencil, and then the, you know, the little the scantrons.
I used to get green books. They were made of recycled material.
So many trees you saved.
Womp, womp, womp. No, there was an actual reason. I can't remember. I cannot remember what it is now. At this point in the stage, why I got the green book instead of blue books. But you know what it is? I think I probably failed my first blue book exam and got a good grade on my first green book exam. And after that, I was like, I'm not going back. No matter. And that was not nearly reflective of my grades throughout the rest of college, right? You know, didn't matter what the hell
book I
was taking. I could have took it on a red book. Didn't matter.
Right? Yeah.
But the green book, I think, was maybe I got better grades in green books.
No, I feel like it's one of those things where it's just like, I did it this way this time, so I'm going to keep doing it. Like, I'm not superstitious at all, but there are certain things where I'm like, all right, I did all right here. So, you know, like when I golf, even though, like I just said, I'm not superstitious, but then I'm going to talk about superstitions. But when I golf, I definitely bring like two hats, because if I'm not playing well with one hat, I'll just swap it out.
So what happens if you're not playing well with both that hat?
Then it's typical.
This reminds me of the Jets quarterback situation.
Oh, almost knocked over my computer. Oh my God. I almost took a tumble, dog. That's crazy. Tripping out.
Dog, speaking of taking a tumble, like, it's kind of sad now because I feel like we don't have shared experiences as a society anymore like we used to. Like, Scarlett took a tumble. We all took a tumble with Scarlett.
What you mean?
You don't remember that YouTube video?
No, I do. No. I 100% do.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Singing and dancing or whatever on the.
If you say to anybody who is between 29 and 34, and you said, "Dang, you took a tumble like Scarlett," they'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
right. And this the same person that would laugh at that would laugh at the, you know, you want a chicken sandwich or some waffle fries.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And they all
that video never made me laugh.
But it's, but you know what it is.
I know what it is. But it never made me laugh. Like, that video was one that I was like, this is the hype. That was like beginning of YouTube, though.
It makes me laugh now more than it ever did before. Because I was like, what was this dumb shit that we used to watch?
It was so stupid, bro. It was so stupid. I feel you. Did we speak on Michael Jackson and Drake last week? We don't have to today, but I don't know if we ever got there. But it leads me to say things are consumed at so much of a rapid rate nowadays. Like, you know, like even viral videos are only viral for, you know, half a second until there's another viral moment. Whereas, like, back in, you know, our day, not to sound super old, but like a viral moment made its way through the hallways, you know. Oh, did you see this? You didn't see this? Oh, check it out. Ooh. And then it would, you know, it was like a wave, and then it stuck around for a while. And then there would be jokes or whatever that would correspond. Like you say, oh, you took a stumble like Scarlett. That would, you know, carry that viral moment for some time. Whereas, like, now.
Or you know what else it is? It's part of it is there was something innately funny about that video. Like now, like today I saw a video of a man capturing an alligator in a trash can.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
There was nothing like really funny about that video, but it was just like, yo, watch this.
Yeah.
You know, like Grape Lady Falls. Like that woman hurt herself. But it was funny.
Oh my God. I hope like, she's doing okay today.
She's got to be better off. She's gotta got be better. To. She, you know, she's probably like a, you know what? She probably was busy on January 6th. She's probably like an anti-COVID, an anti-vaxxer.
That's crazy.
And then pushing against her Maxine. She probably had a school board meeting right now.
At the current moment. Voicing her opinion.
I don't want to wear a mask.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. The worst part about that video, though, is that she brought it upon herself. Like it's like when those little kids, like, they do too much and then they fall down. And it's like, told your ass to, told you to sit down. Like, she did way too much. She was like, oh, yeah, you could do it like this. And then she... Oh, that's crazy. And we just stereotyped this lady and turned her into a whole Trump supporter.
I'm just saying, this was probably, this probably what she's up to.
she was probably busy on January 6th. I mean, ask her what she was doing. Oh, man.
You see, I mean, you take a fall like that, it would change my politics.
It would too. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Have you, speaking of politics, have you been watching Impeachment? It's on FX. It's Monica Lewinsky's.
But I'm interested in this.
Monica Lewinsky's, like, she actually had a hand in the production of it. It's basically from her viewpoint of everything that went down. I've only made it through, I don't know, 1.5 or 2 episodes, just because it's one of those things where, like, you know, typically my wife don't get home till late. And by the time it's 9 o'clock at night, like, I don't want to watch anything serious. Like, hit me some with some jokes or else I'm gonna fall asleep. Like, I'm already halfway there. You know what I'm saying? but it's good though. The episode or two that I've seen have been really good. Like, it's I don't know. I'm into that type of stuff though. Like, I'm not so much into politics, but like, I was into the 9/11 doc, as we talked about. I'm just into like American history, kind of like I'm not an American history buff. I'm not a,
I mean, you should be like, not to be like, you should be like, shame on you if you're not. It's just, it's literally the history of the country where you're from.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? It's literally our country's history. Like, it kind of defines where we are now in a way.
True. I like watching things that I lived through that I may not have really taken note of at the time, i.e. 9/11 and the impeachment. You know, we were, what, fifth grade maybe when Clinton was impeached?
No, I think we were younger than that.
Fourth grade?
Alexa, when was Bill Clinton impeached?
What they say?
It's now it's playing music.
Alexa, when was Bill Clinton impeached?
Bill Clinton was impeached on December 19th, 1998.
1998.
Hey, okay. Matter of fact, Alexa, stop playing music and stop asking
Alexa,
me.
Alexa, stop. You're good.
And stop asking me. For more things after I ask you for what I want.
Bro, that's why I had to just tell it to stop, because it then went into like a, would you like to know about, no, bro. No. I asked you what I want to know. Yeah, it said December of 1998. So yeah, we weren't in fifth grade.
I was in the second, yeah, I was fourth in the third grade.
Third or fourth, yeah. One or two.
I was in third grade when I was 9 years old.
Bro, we're the same age, bro. We were in the same, it doesn't, we're there.
I don't know.
I don't know. either way. But so we were so young at that time that, like, I grasped what was going on, and I knew, like, you know, I remember I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I remember that, but like, now watching it as an adult, it's like, oh, this man Bill was in the office, really, like, yeah, like this man was in the, you know what I'm saying?
And then when he lied back, to Congress, it was wild.
That's wild.
A wild thing to do. Like, that was wild. That was super wild boy stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. So check it out. It's on FX. It's pretty solid though thus far. And then you already said that you had not seen Squid Game, but Squid Game is fire.
So go check that. Watch that next week.
It's, bro, I watched it in 2 days. Like 2 days. It's nine okay. episodes. I watched it in two days. Literally, okay. like all day, one day. Like while I was working, it was on my iPad. I was watching it all day. Like it's fire. They have terrible voiceovers. It's in Korean. So this has sparked me to potentially go back and watch Money Heist again for the billionth time. I'll try. Because I was able to look past the voiceovers and the subtitles, even though I watch everything with subtitles, but like the subtitles don't match the voice, you know, but like the voice may say, let's go get something to eat. But then the subtitle says like, I'm hungry. Are you, you know, like essentially you're saying the same thing, but
why don't you just watch it in the language that it's supposed to be in?
Nope. Didn't want to do that. Didn't want to do it. I tried it for like one episode and I was like, nah. Because sometimes I'll look down or something like that and then I might miss it.
You have to watch it. Yeah.
You have
I'd say
to
this. Like I'd say this. If you should watch the movie Parasite if you haven't yet. And you should watch that movie in the language that it's in. I don't, Korean, I suppose. Like, watch that movie in Korean with English subtitles. That's one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Did you Money Heist? Did you watch with the voiceover or did you read?
No, I watched it in Spanish. Of course, I watched it in Spanish. There's only one way to really truly watch that show, in my opinion. And it's I watched La Casa de Papel. You folks watched Money Heist with this dub.
Why do you want to watch it in Spanish if you can't understand everything that's going on? I mean, you could read it, but like, why not just get the voice over?
Everything that's going on.
You don't speak fluent Spanish, though.
No,
bro.
I don't. You're right. I don't speak fluent Spanish, but I read fluent English, and it's at the bottom of the screen. I mean, explaining everything that they say.
But again, that means you have to be zoned in and have to see everything that is in front of you.
Yeah, man. Sometimes I just watch TV. I know everybody else is like watches TV and also does something else, but like sometimes I find that just watching TV, I enjoy it.
See, watching like that would take me a much longer time to complete a season because I will find myself doing something else and I'll be like, all right, I got to cut this off right now because I'm going to go take out the trash or whatever it is. I think I have ADD like this much.
I mean, either way, it's just. Like Mad Men, I'm probably watching three episodes, four episodes a night when I'm watching it. I'm not like binging it. I'm pausing it when I get up.
That's a binge though, bro. That's a binge, bro. Three to four episodes a night is a little.
No, but that's not a night per. That's two nights a week.
No, I thought you were saying like every night you watch three to four episodes.
When on earth? No.
Hey man, that's why I was like, that's a bench. I don't know what world you come from.
I don't know what time. There's only 24 hours in the day, and I spend a significant amount of them working. Like, I don't know when. And then Monday night, Thursday night, Saturday all day, Sunday all day. It's football season.
It's football for sure. I'm so glad that I have like my big truck because I take my iPad and put that joint right in the middle. Oh man. Oh man, it's been so clutch. Haven't missed a moment. Probably, I don't know if I'm incriminating myself by saying that by driving and watching, but haven't missed a moment. Saw the entire Cowboys game and I was making moves. Like, I saw the whole thing play by play, like for sure. So, no, I'm with you. It's football season. It's definitely hitting a lot different right now. Games have been pretty good too. So, I'm with that. I hope my Lions can get a win.
It's happening Sunday.
Yeah, +3. Chicago Bears.
The Lions are going to win on Sunday.
They're playing in Chicago, though.
The Lions are going to win on Sunday.
All right. Martin said it first.
It is time. It's time for the Lions to win. The Lions are going to win on Sunday. They played too well. They played too well to not have won a game so far. And they played
so you're,
what?
You're on the Lions for Sunday. +3.
I've ready
or money line. +3 or money line.
I bet the 3. Why would I not take 3 points insurance if I can? But the Lions are going to win on Sunday.
Okay.
Jared Goff, small hands be damned.
I'm gonna go lock it in. Let's ride. I ain't tripping.
I'm telling you, that was one of the ones, though. That was one of the ones I was saying. It's just like the best. Whenever you're learning a new field and you have experts in that field. Uh-oh, sneeze coming. Pardon me.
Bless you.
See, in actual radio, there's a button that you can press. You know, you can press and you can do whatever you need to do, and it'll mute your microphone just for a moment instead of turn it off and on. But since
you can't mute yourself here,
it can. But the idea of me trying to find that button and sneeze at the same time wasn't happening. I know where the mute button is in the studio. It's right there. I've hit
the button. Yeah. In radio, we have this thing. It's called a mute button. I'm like, oh.
Well, there's an off and an on and a mute. And it's just like, well, I've been turning the mic off and on for the last 3 hours. I know where the mute button is just by looking at it. And God forbid I miss it, I'll hit the off one and just figure it out from there. Right. It's the best when you like when you're like learning a field. And you have experts that you follow on that field, and then you end up agreeing with those experts like independently. And that's what has been happening to me the last couple weeks of this football season. I'm really feeling good about the way the gambling has been going so far.
Do the experts feel that the Lions could cover that +3?
They do.
All right. Let's lock it in then, baby, for sure. I would love it. See, I told you the other day, I don't like to bet on my team unless it's like in favor of my team. Cause then I could cheer literally for the same thing. Like, I don't want to bet against my team because then I'm in this weird situation where it's like I want to cheer for my team, but I also want them to, you know, only score 10 points. You know, it's a weird place to be in. So I stay away. But because we're taking the Lions, I'm on air telling you right now, I'm gonna lock that into Lions +3. Let's get it.
I might do another toilet bowl teaser too. I remember last week when I did a 7-point teaser with all those double digit spreads. If anybody's ever interested in my gambling picks, I do host a gambling podcast with former NFL Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh called the Lemon Pepper Parlay Podcast, found wherever podcasts are sold. And on Wednesdays and Fridays, I do Extra Points Podcast with Cousin Sal, Jimmy Kimmel's cousin, who is, you know, I don't want to call him a degenerate gambler because he does generate some funds, but he's just a general, like, prankster and trickster. And now that I've been spending more and more time with him, I've come to realize just how much of a like slightly domestic terrorist he is. But he's a great guy, buys me lunch quite frequently. And Dave Damashek, who's a generally funny guy in and of himself, we give out gambling picks there as well.
What a way to describe somebody.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, and you know what, too, on that podcast, Sal and Damashek has correctly given you the two underdogs. In the last, on week 2 and week 3, two underdogs that won outright in the pup of the day. I have not. However, my lemon pepper parlays are 2 for 3 on the week, or 2 for 3 on the season, or whatever. So, you know, there you go. So we're making money over here. So that's why I say another toilet bowl teaser. I might tease the lines down to like +9 and find.
Oh, they're covered. They're 100% covering that. I can almost guarantee that.
The Lions could not score and cover 9 against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree.
And that's gambling talk with Martin.
And kind of me. Right. Hey, well, until the next time you hear from us, again, you can follow us and keep up with us on all things social at. So let me ask you. This, just one letter that's on all things social. Of course, this podcast, if you are only, you know, watching it on YouTube or on Twitch right now, you can rewatch on YouTube, or you can listen to us strict audio on all podcast platforms, wherever you want to find it. So until the next time, I'm TK, that's Martin, and Lions +3. Let's get it.
Right. Four.